she worried me so.
Lots of 1960s on the old program today as we dig back into music history. 1961, number one on this day in 1961, Ernie K. Doe with Mother-in-Law. Song was written and produced by Alan Toussaint, who also played the piano solo on the track as well. Ernie K. Doe, number one of this day back in 1961 with Mother-in-Law. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. And we're joined on the phone lines right now by Steve Doolin, licensed attorney, real estate broker, also a member of the board of directors for the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. Steve, thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
How are you managing? We haven't talked in a couple of weeks. You still doing okay?
Yeah, doing great. With two small kids at home, this whole idea of lockdown doesn't change much from what was going on before the lockdown, because the kids take up most of the attention, most of the waking time.
Yes, I know how that goes, in fact. Oh, and how's the distance learning homeschooling going? Fun?
The classes that I teach at Cooley, I've done on the distance learning before, so that's really not much of a change either. I mean, I almost feel guilty how little this whole thing has changed my life.
I talked to my wife about that because, you know, I'm here at Hillsdale, of course, and I'm an essential employee. So I'm here every day keeping the radio station on the air and doing work here. And by and large, it's I'm actually busier than I used to. That's the big change. I'm busier here than I was pre-pandemic. So I'm just continue to work.
I get that. One change is that some of the courts are using Zoom for certain court proceedings.
Yeah.
And I've actually got to drive up to Lapeer County this afternoon because for some reason they're not accepting anything by fax or email.
Huh.
So I have to call when I get close to the courthouse, and then they're going to send some poor runner down to the car to get the paperwork that I'm dropping off.
Pretend you're a VIP. I mean, not that you aren't a VIP, but I mean, pretend like you're a real VIP. Oh, yeah, I'm here. Can you send someone to please come get this from me?
Right. Yeah. So there are, you know, the responses vary out there in the counties.
Yeah, I can imagine. So I guess the big question I have to ask, are you as offended as Dana Nessel that the president did not wear a mask at all times during his visit yesterday to the Ford plant?
No, I'm certainly not as offended as she. I don't think anyone is or could be as offended as she is. We can do the math. Everybody understands the science that cloth masks are mostly about psychology, and maybe they help you not touch your face as much, and maybe they reduce some liquids when you have a cough or a sneeze, but I don't believe that the president was putting everyone in mortal peril.
And he was, if I'm not mistaken, tested yesterday morning. He's tested, I would imagine, virtually every day to make sure he's in fighting shape and is not COVID positive. So there's that too. And he did wear it. He wore the mask at times. He did not want to wear it in front of the media to give them his, he said, the pleasure of seeing him with the mask on. So that's where that disconnect comes from, I suppose.
And there's also apparently I just read recently that there's a serious question about whether asymptomatic individuals can even transmit the disease.
Yeah. The governor yesterday, Steve, opening up retail business, but by appointment only. So what's the first business you will call for an appointment to shop?
Well, I think I'm going to make an appointment to go purchase a bundle of white athletic socks. And this whole store is going to have to just let me in just so I can buy some white athletic socks.
Not a six pack, just one.
I don't understand why some stores are different than others in terms of safety precautions. And I believe that some of these smaller stores could possibly be more safe in terms of their cleanliness, et cetera, than some of the larger stores that have been open all along.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I also have to ask about your hair situation. I'm very lucky. We bought clippers a couple of years ago because my wife cuts my son's hair at home. And so we had the hair clippers already on hand. She volunteered to give it a shot. I think she's done 3 haircuts so far for me. This last one was really good. I like the way it turned out. So I'm actually, you know, fairly close in terms of my hairstyle to normal. But are you rocking it 70s style at this point?
Yeah, I'm back to those thrilling days of yesteryear when I had very long hair. I've still got, you know, weeks and weeks to go to get back to that point. There was one summer when I was 19 when my only car was a motorcycle, and my hair was long enough to grab with my fingers in the middle of my back, and my father was just dreadfully embarrassed the entire time. It'll take weeks and weeks to get back to that point, but yeah, it's just been getting more and more shaggy, which only highlights the bald spot more.
See, I pegged you for more as a Trans Am Firebird guy, convertible, than a motorcycle, but I guess I was wrong.
No, there was that one summer where it was, and you know, when it rained out, you really felt the fact that you only had 2 wheels.
Yeah. Steve Doolin, licensed attorney, real estate broker, member of the board of directors for the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. Steve, thank you, as always, for jumping on with us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Always a pleasure, Scott. Thanks.
Thank you. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Roxor. Roxor delivers. It's May. Roxor Off-Road still making it easier to shop for the side-by-side unlike any other and have it delivered straight to your home. Now, you don't have to leave the comfort of your couch to get a Michigan-made, hand-assembled, 4-cylinder turbo diesel Roxor with 3,490 pounds of towing power to appear in your driveway. Simply visit RoxorOffroad.com. RoxorOffroad.com. Request a quote, and a Roxor representative will call you and walk you through the no-hassle buying process. Once the purchase of your Roxor has been initiated, it will be finalized with a curbside delivery. Delivery program for a limited time at participating dealers, subject to change, taxes, and shipping extra. Talk to your Roxor salesperson for final fees. Scott Bertram, in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.